Hello, everybody. This is Kenny Evans and David Berry, and welcome to It's What You Keep. This is a podcast dedicated to helping you learn how to keep more of the money you earn so you can turn your income into lasting wealth. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's What You Keep. I'm Kenny Evans.
And I'm David Berry. And today, we're going to talk about a subject that affects more people than you might think. And it is bad credit.
Yes, bad credit. This is part of our ongoing series about loans, credit, and debt. We mentioned in previous episodes that we would do a series of episodes on credit, debt, loans. And in discussing the last episode, we talked about credit cards specifically and how they can be used and possibly misused and how they get people into trouble. But we didn't talk about the impact that it has on one's credit rating and credit score, which we'll get into today. So we wanted to take a moment to get off of loans and credit cards specifically and talk about how bad credit impacts your everyday life.
Right. Yeah. And so we'll talk about other forms of debt in later episodes. But when we look at bad credit, it makes your whole life more expensive. And then that leads to other things that make your wellness journey very difficult. And it's just a spiral and it's impossible to escape.
Exactly. That's kind of the point. It's almost set up for failure, right? You miss payments or something on a credit card or a loan, or you get a lot of debt, and then your credit score goes down, and that impacts, like David said, other parts of your life. Things get more expensive, which of course hurts your ability to reduce your overall debt. So this is one of those topics that really doesn't get brought up until it's already causing problems. So we're going to break it down. Kind of how people end up with bad credit, what it does to your life, and what you can do to start climbing out.
Yeah. So if you're stuck, don't feel ashamed. There are a lot of people in the same situation. And, you know, just to make sure you're not confused, let's get right into it. So, Ken, let's start with this. When you finally realized that you have bad credit. Oh, when did you finally realize that bad credit was a thing?
Yeah, that's a hell of an assumption there, David, but not inaccurate.
Sorry about that.
No, fair enough. That's why we're here, buddy. That's why we're here. Man, I really didn't have a clue about credit and the impact of something called a credit score. You know, like we talked about before, when talking about credit cards, you know, first introduced to a credit card in college, and that just felt like free money, right? But it wasn't until I got out of college and then had to, you know, start lifing, or like the kids like to say today, adulting, that I realized there was this thing called a credit score that was impacting other places in my life. It's like when you go to rent an apartment and they want to look up your credit score, and like, a credit score, what the heck is that? And you find out that a lot of places you go to do things like I said, rent an apartment or even get a job, people will look at this score and make a determination about you. I mean, what's been your experience? I mean,
you're right. The same, it's the same thing here. So I got my first credit card when I was in college, and I heard about the credit cards, but, you know, this was always something that adults had or people with money had.
Right, right.
And so when I got the opportunity to get a credit card, I thought, wow, this is awesome. And it had a $500 credit limit, which is more money than I've ever had.
Nice. Balling out.
So I thought, oh, this is awesome.
Right.
So I said, well, I know a little bit about it, so I'm not going to just go crazy. But I was over in England and on a term abroad, and you know, I was coming back around Christmas time, and I said, wow, I've got a credit card. I could buy Christmas presents. And I found out that I had a surplus on my next billing statement for college. And so I said, well, I could spend that. And with the surplus, I can, you know, pay off this credit card. So I spent $400 on gifts.
On the credit card.
Right, okay. Exactly. So because I didn't have any cash. So when I got back, they redid my loan or redid my financial statement because they have to add in my housing. And so I no longer had.
Oh, your student, the surplus you had on your student account.
Exactly. It was no longer there. Oh, they. Because they had to add in my housing because I'm back in the dorms.
Right.
And so I've got this $400 credit bill.
Okay.
I mean, credit card bill, and I've got no way to pay for it because right now I've got no job. And my student, what I'm making as a student on campus nowhere near helps me pay for that.
Sure.
So that was my first intro into, having bad credit.
So how did that impact you? I mean, did anybody explain to you or what did you find out about that when you
No, got- well, so I at that particular time, I didn't need it for anything because I was in college, and even when I graduated from college, I stayed with my parents.
Right.
But eventually, I needed to have an auto loan because I wanted to get a car.
Okay.
And now that's when they pulled my credit report.
Credit report. Explain that if you could.
So a credit report. So it turns out that there are these companies called credit reporting agencies, and they have access to all of our loan information.
So what do you mean by all of our loan information?
No. So listen, they have access to all of our spending limits on the cards that we have.
Okay.
How much we've charged on them, our late payment history, our payment history.
Okay.
And so they have all of this information, and all of that goes into a credit score.
So it's safe to say that these agencies have, they got all of our full-blown detailed picture of my debt.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And, and they call that, all of this information, they roll it all into what's called a credit score.
Got it.
And that score is a number between 300 and 850.
Okay.
And it tells, people who would lend you money how likely you are or how much of a risk you are to repay that loan. The bigger the score, the more likely you are to pay back the loan, and the more likely you are not to.
Okay, that kind of makes sense, but it's also a little scary that these agencies are out there with that much information on me. But if I'm not mistaken, it's not just banks and lending companies that are looking at this score, right?
That's right. So let's talk about what bad credit actually does. People think that it just means you can't get a loan, but it goes way deeper than that.
So I know that a low score can mean higher interest rates, and I guess against credit cards and things like that. This is huge because we know credit cards are so, as we discussed before, credit cards are such a necessary tool these days, and as we trend towards a cashless landscape. But what else can it impact exactly?
So listen, so your credit score is used by everybody who would give you a product or money and then expect you to pay that in return.
Okay.
So like for utilities, so your electric, your gas company, they will give you a service, and then monthly you pay them back. So they want to know how big of a risk you are to repay that, service, the gas or electric. Mm. And so if you have a utility account, they will ask for a deposit. And it could be anywhere between $50 to $300. And the lower your credit score, the lower that deposit can be. The opposite.
Okay.
The lower your credit score, the higher your deposit would have to
be.
Okay. Yeah, the higher your credit score, the lower. Because they figure that, hey, if you've got a high credit score, you're more likely to pay off your gas bill or your electric bill.
Sure.
So those companies will require, a deposit. And that deposit will depend upon your credit score. If you're renting an apartment, so they give you housing, they expect you to pay that back in rent, in the form of rent. Well, if you've got a low credit score, you may be asked to give a higher deposit or a higher upfront payment because they want to be covered. just in case you renege on the rent or just, you know, skip town or something like that. Right. But if you've got a high credit score, they may require a lot less.
Okay.
Well, or if you've got a low credit score, they may say you're denied altogether.
So there is a scenario out there where if my score is low enough, they'll say we're not renting to you at all.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And because renters, they take a chance.
Sure.
They don't really know you.
Right.
So they have to know your data.
Right.
And the credit score is one of those things. You know, it also affects auto loans and auto insurance.
Insurance.
You know, yes, absolutely. Insurance. You know, if you have a low credit score, you're going to pay higher rates for insurance. Gotcha. It really extends way more than just getting a loan. You know, employers, many employers, if you've got a certain job where or applying for a job where you're handling money or have access to money or where you're more prone to take bribes, if you're in a bad financial situation, they will ask to, you know, look at your credit score. Actually, they will ask to it. They will look at your credit score. And whether you get that job or not will depend upon your credit score.
You have any examples of what kind of jobs would be looking?
Well, okay, so one of the jobs, accountants, law enforcement, TSA workers, casino workers, those are the types of industries or jobs where they are going to pull your credit report.
Wow.
And sometimes even if you get a particular job, like you're in sales, mm-hmm. and you need to have a credit card to travel. Well, if you have a bad credit score, you can be denied for that company credit card. And then that makes your work existence a lot more difficult.
Wow. I could see where it impacts a lot of different places. Kind of feels like this whole credit score thing is something that follows you around like a really bad decision after a late night of drinking or something like that.
It really does. Because you have a bad credit score, as you mentioned earlier, it makes it difficult to do things and it makes it difficult to kind of dig out of these holes.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
So.
Yeah. So, Dave, that's a lot of great information. I mean, you know, again, these are things we didn't know in college. Unfortunately,
right.
Unfortunately, the way it's set up is that if you stumble into not paying your bills on time, if you stumble into having a lot of debt, because I think another way that credit agencies look at your credit is how much of the available debt that you can have, how much are you using? So for example, you have a credit card that has a $5,000 limit on it and you're using $4,997 of it.
Right.
That negatively impacts your credit score, right? That shows up on your report as you're having a high utilization of credit. And that, you know, is another danger sign. Why is somebody using so much of their credit? So it just seems like, you know, by having bad credit and everything else that's part of your life being more expensive, how important it is to pay attention to that credit score. I'm not a huge fan of credit scores, but you cannot deny the impact that they have on your day-to-day life. So in talking about this, I guess we ought to dig in a little bit about what are these credit reporting agencies you speak of? as part of trying to come back out of this problem, one of the first things we have to do is have a handle on the problem. It's like when we talked about budgeting in previous episodes and knowing where we stand today. And with these credit reporting agencies, your credit score, it helps to actually see the report that these potential creditors are sending.
Absolutely.
So,
because, you know, there can't be mistakes on those reports.
There can be mistakes. I mean, they're keeping this for, you know, hundreds of millions of people just in the U.S.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, mistakes can happen. So in the fight to get your credit under control, and this is true even if you think or know you have good credit or a good credit score, it still pays, to your point, there can be mistakes. It still pays to stay on top of it. So one of the first steps that you can do to get a handle on this is you got to pull your own report. And there are three main credit reporting agencies, at least as far as I know, and that is TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And depending on the lender or the landlord or whomever, different companies pull reports from one or more of these agencies when they're thinking about it. And you know, by law, they have to tell you where they pulled your credit from. But you should be looking at the same thing that they're looking at. So you'll know what actions you need to take, what accounts you need to be paying attention to, looking out for the mistakes that we mentioned. And as part of an effort to help Americans with their credit, the law says that these agencies have to report, have to provide you with a copy of your credit report for free once per year. And otherwise, they can charge you. So they make their money by, you know, by providing these reports to these lenders and what have you. But they also make money from consumers. If you want a constant look into your or visibility to your credit report, you can pay a service fee. And they can, you can pay a fee that lets you pull it once a month. You can pay a fee that lets you look at it every day. But there is an option to pull it once a year free of charge.
Yeah, that's right. And I have actually, I use a service with Experian where I pay them a fee and they allow me to pull my credit score or pull my credit information, you know, routinely, you know, more than once a year. And also, if there's a change in my credit history. So if my score goes up, goes down, or if there's a negative report that is, you know, placed on my credit score, I get an alert.
Okay.
And so it's very important to, you know that when your credit score is spiraling out of control or getting harmed. And so that's it's a good thing to know exactly the things that hurt your credit score. And because you may not know.
No, absolutely. What was the company that you pay to do that?
Experian.
So you so you pay a fee to one of the agencies that allows you to pull their credit. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, because they had a breach. Well, there was a breach in one of my accounts that I had.
Okay.
Not on my credit report, but a, you know, card that I had or service. And one of the things that they offered was credit monitoring.
Ah, when you say breach, and what do you mean by what do you mean by breach?
Oh, I'm sorry, a breach. So I had an account with some store or either a credit card that had my financial information, and they got hacked.
Oh.
And so now my credit information or my social security or was out there.
So a data breach, right. I got you.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, a data breach. And they allowed us to monitor our credit score just to make sure that no one's, you know, opening an account under my name, which will go on my credit history.
Got it.
So if someone buys a car with my information, well, that's going to be reported on my credit if they don't pay the bills.
Right.
And so the company paid for the first year or so, and then I picked it up after that. So I
got it. Got
have
it.
My credit score actively monitored.
Okay. All right.
So
that that's a fantastic way to go about it. I also get my credit report pulled, but I'm cheap when it comes to that. I don't like these credit reporting agencies in the first place. So what I do, also my understanding, I know, like I said, some different companies pull different reports. And I think I heard at some point that sometimes the info can be different on different reports. I don't know if that's necessarily true, you know, especially in the case of mistakes. If a mistake happens on one report, does it happen on all your reports? I don't know. But one of the ways I get around that fee that you pay is I pull one report from each agency every 4 months. That way, that way I'm not paying for it. I pull an Experian, you know, in December or whatever, January. Then, you know, in April, I'll pull Equifax, and then I'll pull TransUnion later in the fall. And that way, every year, I get one free report from each of those agencies. And I'll be honest with you, Dave, you know, if there's not a nightmare going on, like I look at it and they give a summary at the top of these reports, which you've seen, which basically says, this is a summary of how many accounts you're delinquent on, how many months behind. And if all of that looks clean and my score is decent, I tend to stop there. I don't do a lot of deep digging, which probably isn't the wisest thing to do. I mean, the mistakes could be somebody could have credit out in your name and they're making payments. It's not necessarily hurting your score, but it could just the fact that someone else has credit, it just opens up so many windows. So it really pays to take a real good look at your credit report. So yeah, definitely. Right.
That's a good way to do it too. Yeah, I mean, for free. Yeah, that's
well,
awesome.
I'm trying. You learn the hard way when you run out of money, right? It's like, how can I do this for free? So that's definitely the first step in climbing out. Is to pull and understand where you are. And then I think, Dave, we really fall back into previous lessons we talked about reducing your debt. You look at where you're being hurt on the score, and they'll tell you that. That's part of the summary, is this is what's hurting your score, whether it's debt utilization or whether it's delinquent or past due accounts. Sometimes it's something you really have no control over, like how long have you had credit? I mean, that for you and me, 100 years, because we started in college, right?
Go
ahead.
Now, I was going to say, if you don't have a credit history, right. Well, that makes it bad on you as well.
That's why I hate it so much. Dave, I know we've talked about this privately before, but, you know, credit card companies, they call people who pay off their credit card, they call them deadbeats. Because the credit card company is not making any money off of them. They don't like people who pay off their credit cards and don't pay interest and things like that. That whole credit world it feels like it's set up to, number one, definitely cost you money. But if you take it too far, costs you even more money. It's almost a punishment against those who are already struggling with their finances. And that's part of the reason for this whole podcast, right, is to discuss with folks the importance of being mindful about your finances, because there are companies out there and the system is set up such that it's a struggle to be financially safe and secure. So that was all I had for today, Dave, unless you wanted to get more into, I think what we can do is when we meet next time, we can talk about the details of addressing those issues on our credit reports.
Right. Yeah, we can talk about, we'll talk about how to improve your credit score. Yeah, we talked about the things that make it bad, you know, late payments, you know, credit utilization, bankruptcies even.
Right.
So if you have those on your credit report and your credit score is low, there are things that you can do to increase to get into a better position. And we'll talk about those things next time.
Fantastic. So we're going to close it out today, folks, getting kind of close to time here. In the meantime, we remind you to please check out our website at www.keepitpodcast.com. That's www.keepitpodcast, all one word, .com, where you can listen to our latest episodes anytime, as well as check out some resources around improving your overall financial health. So until next time, this is Kenny Evans.
And David Barry.
All right, there he is. And we're going to sign off this week. And look forward to talking to you guys again soon. Take care.
All right. Bye for now.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. Please be sure to visit our website at www.keepitpodcast.com. That's www.keepitpodcast, all one word, .com. There you'll find links to websites and blogs related to building wealth and other useful information. You can also leave comments about our show and listen to or download all our shows after they air. Also, as a reminder, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be used as financial advice, as we do not know your specific circumstances and are not your fiduciaries. Please consult with your personal financial advisor before making any investments or financial decisions. Thanks again. And we'll see you next time. In the meantime, remember, it's not what you make, it's what you keep.